Hello, I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Let's head out to West Texas today. When was the last time you used the word escarpment? Maybe never? It is a geological term, and Texas has more than one. In geomorphology, an escarpment is a transition zone between different physiogeographic provinces that include a sharp, steep elevation differential characterized by cliff or steep slope. Have I lost you? What we're talking about is the Caprock Escarpment, the wonderful approach to the high plains of the Panhandle of Texas. Sketched on a map, and you might want to pull out your Texas map, the escarpments on the east and west look like castle walls hugging the edge of the Llano Estacado, a flat, semi-arid plateau where Amarillo and Lubbock preside over the fortress. It runs 300 miles on each side. Our very own Red River here in northeast Texas starts up at the Prairie Dog Town Fork, one of the waterways that helped cut and create the canyons and many cliffs. The most famous part of the Caprock Escarpment is Palladura Canyon, a jewel of a canyon, and home to Palladura Canyon State Park, 75 years old last summer, and home to the musical Texas. If you have missed it, you should go. If you haven't been there recently, you should go back. It is that beautiful. Even though it appears to be a miniature Grand Canyon, Palladura Canyon is actually the second largest canyon in the United States. It stretches 120 miles long, 20 miles across at its widest point, and up to 800 feet in depth. The state park only includes some of Palladura's most northern canyons. If you've ever wanted to live in a canyon, nearby Timber Creek Canyon has a gated community with 500 residents. It was hard to believe I was in Texas as I recently sat on the porch of a friend's home in Timber Creek with her own canyon wall as a backyard. An easy way to see a large swath of the lower Palladura Canyon is to take Highway 207 from Claude to Silverton, crossing the Prairie Dog Town Fork and coming out on the plains. This is a lovely drive, even if it's on the way to and from nowhere. It does eventually pass through Tule Canyon with its Mackenzie Reservoir. Further south is one of the newer parks, Caprock Canyon State Park and Trailway, which has great views of the scarp. You can cycle, walk, ride horses, or run the 64 miles of the Trailway or any of its six segments you choose. It is the ultimate rails-to-trail path that runs from Esteline to South Plains, passes over 40 bridges, through a 700-foot tunnel, and occasionally follows the top of the escarpment. The state park itself is outside of Kitty Quay and located near Turkey, which I'm sure now orients you. The park also has trails and 30 miles of paved roadways among the surrounding canyon walls. If lucky, you'll spot the official state buffalo herd, which is descended from the original free-range southern bison. The Spanish describe these creatures as cows with a narrow, short face and long beards like goats. And when they ran, they threw their heads down with their beards dragging on the ground. No wonder the vast buffalo herds frightened every horse the Spaniards brought. The state herd is the last one left. In A Voyage Long and Strange, author Tony Horowitz tracks Coronada in his search for El Dorado in 1541. The latest archaeological discoveries confirm that Coronada must have crossed New Mexico from the west into Texas, where he first encountered the plains, filled with grass that, quote, straightened up again as soon as it had been trodden down, end quote. He passed near modern-day Plainview and Floydada until being startled by a broad ravine about half a mile across and 100 feet deep. He had discovered the Caprock Escarpment. According to Horowitz, in 1966, a Spanish gauntlet or chainmail glove was discovered by a farmer at the edge of the Blanco Canyon. Later excavations found horseshoes, nails, and crockery, a treasure chest of Coronada's artifacts, resting today at the Floydada Historical Museum. Amazing. It's hard to believe escarpments can be entertaining. Driving across the panhandle on the flattest and best farmland around is a lot more fun, knowing that at any moment, the land is going to drop out from under you. On your next trip west, even for a long weekend, try exploring the wonders of the Caprock Escarpment.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.